The Laws of the Third Temple, Part 87. I'm Professor Hannes Rettinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was written and translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, 1860, please contact us at our WhatsApp, 0722-367-124. That's, of course, plus 27, international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in a study. You are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one because you have missed quite a bit of information on the stage. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 67 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Trust that this study today will be a real blessing and a revelation in your life, in the name of Yahushua. We will continue where we left off. So now the researcher, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, makes the following statements. Now we continue where we left off yesterday morning. An underground plot. Now we are still busy with different history of Jerusalem. In order to see the significance of the third temple, or to promote the significance, to promote the third temple. Now, you must listen very carefully at the information that they will give us now. In the summer of 1983, Rabbi Guhash Chas, the former rabbi of the Western Wall, he died in 1995, broke through the Western Wall deliberately, excavating to the east at Getzren Sati. In the newly excavated underground tunnel, which runs under the old city, the tunnel extends from the prayer area of Kotzal, north towards the fortress Antonia. Getz hoped to eventually reach the foundation of the second temple during his tunneling. Rabbi Getz and Grohman claim to have seen the Ark of the Covenant, according to a statement they later made to the press. Now, this is one of the biggest lies you will ever get to hear. They saw the Ark of the Covenant. Now, if they have seen it, why haven't they brought it out? You want to be one of the richest people in the world. Find the Ark of the Covenant. It will make you one of the richest people in the world. They've seen the Ark of the Covenant, but they haven't brought it with them. Have they drawn a map to say, where is it? Because by building a third temple, the most significant object in the temple or synagogue surely will be the Ark of the Covenant. You can't put a replica of fiberglass or aluminium in the Ark, called the Ark of the Covenant, in the third temple. What's the necessity of building a third temple? They want to draw Yahweh's power back into Jerusalem. And what brought the power of Yahweh? It wasn't a temple. It was the Ark of the Covenant. And that has gone since 570 before Yahushua. And it has gone ever since. Never been seen again. Rabbi Getz and Goldrin claim to have seen the Ark of the Covenant, according to a statement they later made to the press. However, the Waff guards of the Temple Mount disregard the underground activity. The Temple Mount discovered the underground activity and soon sent down some young men through cinema entrances above the garage, discourage the work. A fist fight ensured that the episode conclude with the ceiling of the wall with 6 feet of reinforced cement. The incident was especially tense, as it was not certain at the time whether or not the Jerusalem police had jurisdiction to intervene in the underground excavation, since the area was under the jurisdiction of Rabbi Gatz. The so-called Rabbeinian tunnel was opened to the public in 1996 as an outstanding new archaeological attraction. But did they show the people the Ark of the Covenant? No. The Lifta ban incident. Lifta, I-F-T-A, Lifta ban incident. In January 27, 1984, the most ambitious plan to solve the Temple Mount occurred. The Lifta band eventually wanted to bring the return of the Messiah, attempting to blow up the Muslim holy site on the Temple Mount. That's how they want to bring the return of the Messiah. What do they want to do with the Messiah if they still want to enforce the 613 laws of Moses? How do I know they want to enforce the 613 laws of Moses? Well, they already have a red hyphen there. The plan drew international attention. The headlines read, Israel investigation Jewish extremist at mosque plot. Israel police established a special task force Saturday Sunday to investigate suspicious Jewish terrorism after attempt to destroy one of Islam's holiest sites was frustrated at the last minute. Police reportedly believe that Jewish zealots perhaps included some Israeli army training, organized a plot to blow up the Dome of the Rock, shrine and the Al Aqsa Mosque in the walled city old city of Jerusalem. Security forces noticed by an Arab watchman preventing the assault early Friday. The attackers fled, leaving behind their explosives, including hand grenades of a type issued by the Israel army. I see they will say it's the Israel army. Information about the terror attack was withheld for about 36 hours, appearing to allow emotions to first cool. News of the attempts against the Islamic shrine would have touched a touch of the routes among Arabs or Israelis, and the Israeli-occupied West Bank of the Jordan River and Gaza Strips, who were overwhelmingly Muslims. Israel military insisters prohibited publication of the news of Arabic language newspapers published Saturday. Israel police revealed the attempt was attacked late Saturday. What I find is that the Israeli people all the time has to accommodate the Islam people, as if that region is Islam's, which it's not. The masses calculate Tel Aviv newspaper, Yehudot Arnat said, police reinforced almost 250 pounds, or police recovered almost 250 pounds of explosive, including dozens of grenades, box of dynamite and about 12 mortar rounds. Jerusalem Mayor Teddy Kollek expressed shock over the incident. He assured the city top Muslim official Mufi Sadina Almiya that the authorities will do everything possible to apprehend the criminals. Kollek also urged Almiya to permit a permanent installation of electronic fence to increase security around the site. The Supreme Muslim Council, which supervised the shrine, warned, if the attempt explosives have succeeded, all Arab countries would have immediately launched a holy war against Israel, based on the aftermath of far less serious incidents on Temple Mount, which had triggered rioting among the Arabs of Israel and the territories. The persecution seems to have been a reasonable one. The latest plot occurred, accused of all Jerusalem to shatter. Jerusalem, the attack terrorism bombing of Israel's first holiest site has created an aftershock in Jewish and Arab sectors in the city. Realizing a collective shatter at the brunt of what might have happened if the golden top dome on the rock or the silver dome of Al-Qasa Mosque had been destroyed by dynamite. Yeah, that would have been bad news. A week ago, Friday 6th to 8th, intruders armed with at least 30 rounds of explosive and 22 Israel Army issued hand grenades scalped the outer wall before drawn and stripped under the cover of a cloud sky into a compound that contains the mosque. They headed towards the dome of the rock. An unarmed Muslim guard noticed them and alerted Israel police, who chased them off. The intruders left behind explosives, ropes, ladders and knapsacks. Palestinian sources claim the amount of dynamite left was nearly 10 times what the police have reported. No suspects have been arrested, but police commander Yashua Kapi told a parliamentary committee Tuesday that it is convenient Jewish extremists have plotted the attack. There would have been riots and mass murder, said a dental technician in Jewish West Jerusalem, reflecting the concern that has spread throughout the city. And you know, I would have blamed the Arabs. They would not do if Arab what would we do if Arab fantasies blows up the Western Wall, but otherwise the Wailing Wall. The aborted attack, media reports of which were censored for nearly 2 days, sparked Israelite riots at Nablus and nearby refugee camps on the West Bank. Arab commentators elsewhere in the Middle East claims that if the bombing had been successful, it would have started a new Jewish or holy war against Israel. It would have been the greatest of the decade, said Bisham Bashaa, the news editor-in-chief in Eastern Jerusalem, Al-Fajr newspaper. The incident has renewed a call for more protection for Jerusalem's religious sites. You see, we need to have all this information. That's why I'm spending time sharing this with you, so that we can understand the history. And it is all of these attacks, and this is ages ago, 1985, 1987, 1990, and we are in 2024. So it's 20-30 years later. And now they're using this information on the internet to promote, to say they can calm down all the fear of a third world war or the Battle of Armageddon if the third temple can be built on Table Mount. It won't. Because Islam won't allow it. And I said it again before, and I'm going to say it again. Islam won't allow it. Because once there's a temple, or even just a building, they can tunnel downwards into the foundation of the original foundation of King Solomon. They can go to the tunnels underneath, where somewhere there, the Ark of the Covenant has been hidden. And that's why Islam will not permit anything on the mount. Because they fear the moment that the Israelites are there, then it's their territory. Then they can go down. They can excavate into it. They can make tunnels into it. They can make a shaft from within the temple or the synagogue, whatever they're going to call it. They can go right down as far as they want to, and to the sides as far as they want to. And that the Islamites won't allow. They say the police have not arrested anyone on these attacks, during which a Muslim, clergyman and Christian nun were injured. Anonymous callers have claimed responsibility on behalf of a group called themselves Terrorists Against Terror. Sometimes I can accept these things as insulated acts for extremist purpose, says Zanzia Jabed, creator of the Islamic Museum near the Dome of the Rock. But this is happening on an organized way, and the government isn't doing anything about it. So we start getting the picture about the incidents over many years that wants to make the claim this is the reason why they will not allow a third temple on the mount. And Israel says they need a third temple to enhance the coming of the Messiah, Yahashua. Time has caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahashua's coming back again. Hallelujah.